Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A House committee has advanced a bill in Little Rock that would create a public website that would offer a daily tally on spending by state government agencies. The bill by Senator Jonathan Dismang, a Republican of Beebe, has already passed the Senate and on Wednesday cleared the House State Agency and Governmental Affairs Committee. State Finance Director Richard Weiss said the system would be paid for through the regular Department of Finance and Administration budget. Weiss cautioned that some spending may look unusual, such as a group trip to the movies on a weekend, but such an expense is justified by Human Services Department workers caring for foster children. The bill goes to the House for final approval. Governor Mike Beebe has said he'd support the measure if funding is available. A proposal for an annual sales tax holiday on clothing and school supplies has failed in an Arkansas Senate committee. The bill by Republican Representative Matthew Shepard of El Dorado failed to pass out of the Senate Revenue Taxation Committee today. It would exempt clothing less than $100, accessories less than $50, and school supplies from sales taxes on the first Saturday and Sunday of August. Governor Mike Beebe opposed the measure. He says there's little room for tax cuts in his proposed budget for the coming year beyond what he called the half cent off the grocery tax. Also remaining at the state capitol, some Republicans in the Arkansas House of Representatives say they'll vote against agency budget bills that include spending increases, and other lawmakers are worried they may block any work during the legislative session. Members of the Joint Budget Committee today discussed an effort by House Republicans to block appropriations bills for three state agencies. The bills for the Ethics Commission, History Commission, and State Crime Lab failed on Tuesday to get the 75 votes needed to pass. Republican Representative David Meeks of Conway said he and other freshman lawmakers plan to vote against any appropriations bills that include spending increases. Republican Representative Denny Altus of Fort Smith said that other spending increases could also fail. Democratic Senator Percy Malone said he's worried freshman Republicans aren't willing to negotiate. Speaking of spending and revenues, Arkansas's finance officer says the state's revenues last month were above forecast and more than last year's figures, despite sales tax collections coming in lower than predicted. A spokesman for the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration said today that the state's net available revenues totaled $214.1 million in February. That's almost $33 million above last year's figures and $28 million above forecast. Director Richard Weiss said the numbers were boosted by lower-than-expected refunds for individual and corporate income taxes. Sales tax collections were below forecast by about $5.3 million. The state's revenues for the year-to-date total $2.9 billion. And that brings you right up to date.